In 2014, Bobby Robbins, who kicked around AA and AAA in Hockey Europe for years, finally got a chance at the big show, the National Hockey League. The Peshtigo native was the league's oldest rookie at age 32 when he slipped on the sweater of the Boston Bruins. Hello, everyone. This is Sports and Commentary. My name's Greg Stewart. The show is sponsored by your generous tax-deductible gifts to Western Wisconsin's Inspirational Broadcaster Incorporated. You can always look us up for more information, or if you'd like to give, you can do so at WWIB.com. Bobby Robbins back with me on Sports and Commentary today. So, Bobby, October 2014, you get the call up from Providence to Beantown to play with the Bruins, and you walk into the stadium there, into the Bruins locker room. You see a jersey with your name, Robbins, on the back there. You were playing Philly that night. Describe that debut night for you, will you?
I mean, it was just pretty amazing to see all those years and to go back like 4 years where I said I was 29, 30 years old. I was 29 at the time. And I said, I was like, I'm going to make it to the NHL. And at 29, you're already a dinosaur in hockey years. And nobody believed me, except my wife was like, all right, you know, I believe you. And she said, you got to go for it if that's what you feel like you need to do. We're like, let's give it a year in the East Coast. If nothing happens, then, you know, got to figure out life. And to see all of a sudden it progressed to, you know, the NHL lockout in 2012, playing in that. And then, you know, I led the entire earth. I led in hockey fights with 41 fighting majors and, you know, played a regular shift on the third line in the American League. Ended up signing a 2-year deal with Boston after that. First year, got an injury in training camp, blew out my knee, nothing really happened. And then that next year I came in, I was in the best shape of my life. I had trained, you know, with legitimate fighters, legitimate hockey trainers. And I was like, there's no way, nobody's taking this from me. And so I went in there and just showed that I belonged all training camp and found out that I made the team, the opening night roster. I think that was the day before opening night. And I was like, wow, this is amazing. And then to find out that I was playing against Philadelphia Flyers on opening night, it was just, it was the best feeling in the world, and played that game. And I got my bell rung in that game, so I don't really remember too much of it. I mean, I see the highlight reel. I know I had a big fight in that game, and that's really where the decline started, was in that first game, and got my bell rung, just kept playing through it, and then played the next night and kept getting concussive hits to my head. And every time it happened, it got worse and worse. And eventually, after 3 games, I was just in a spot where I couldn't even do it anymore. And it just never went away for about a year, the concussion syndrome symptoms. So, yeah, I mean, for me, it's this glorious thing that I made the NHL. But at the same time, it's this kind of a bitter moment in my life, where a tough moment where that's really where it happened. And I guess maybe that wasn't part of my story to experience this glorious coming into the NHL. For me, it was to get there and to lose it all. And in the end, it was to lead me to Christ, to show where my identity really is. That if I identify in anything else, it's just, you know, it's not a foundation that's built on the rock.
Yes, you lost it all to find it all, didn't you? Yeah, you amassed over, 900 penalty minutes in pro hockey. Most of those, or at least many of those, dropping the gloves and brawling. 900, that's like 15 days in the box for you, Bobby.
Wow, that's a good way to look at it. I never thought of it that way. 15 days, that's half a month.
That's right, half a month in the sin bin. So when you think of your career, and you might see videos, there's a website called hockeyfights.com and still showing your videos. When you see those or people talk to you about that, knowing who you are today as a man of God, you kind of cringe when you think about that part of your life?
I mean, it just adds to the story, really. You know, I met a guy who, you know, he didn't know, he had never seen my fights. You know, he's a hockey guy. He's one of the chaplains for Carolina, and I met him at a conference, a Christian conference, and, you know, he got to know me, he got told my testimony, and just really connected with this guy. His name's Sid, and he went back afterward, and he watched, he pulled up my name on YouTube, and there's a video of me mic'd up during a preseason game, and you want to talk about how raw these fights are and how violent it is on ice level, go watch that Mic'd Up video, Bobby Robbins Mic'd Up. And he said as he was watching that movie, he just started crying. He started weeping because he just saw the transformative power of the Lord. And for that reason, I love that I have these fights online. But, you know, obviously, I'm not that person anymore. And looking back as I was doing it, it was a terrifying thing to do. But now it's just one more tool in the bag that I can use to evangelize the people and the hockey players, and it gives me more status where I can talk to a young hockey player and he can look up these fight videos and be like, wow, this guy's legit, he's the real deal. Maybe I'll listen to what he says. And if that in any way is able to help me to present the gospel to somebody and hopefully lead somebody to Christ, you know, God planned this all out before the foundation of the world. I know that by now. And, you know, he knew that I was fighting. I think he was looking at all these times where, like, huge punches just missed me and I could have taken damage in fights where I didn't. God had his hand all over it, and he had his hand all over my whole career and everything. And so, yeah, looking back on it, I'm like, wow, I can't believe I did that. It just kind of still blows my mind. But, you know, I know that it's serving for it's all serving a bigger purpose.
Yeah. Well, you waited 8 years to get to the big show, the NHL, and when you did, you only spent 3 days there because of the concussion issues that you talked about, and I think we'll pick it up there on our next Sports and Commentary with Bobby Robbins, 38 years of age, from Peshtigo, Wisconsin, former professional hockey winger. Bobby, thank you for coming by today. Appreciate it. We'll talk soon.
All right. Take care. Have a good one.